Dennis, a very close game. You've come out on the losing side. What's your verdict?
No, just really disappointed because, you know, we've played really well today against an informed side who were bright, but we've squashed them down to a few chances. I mean, we had three or four really good chances apart from the goal we scored first half. And then Vino decides to come for a cross that he ain't even got to bother coming for. You know, we're quite comfortable going to deal with it. It's away from the goals. And not only does he come for it, he comes for it and drops it straight in front of their fella, putting an empty goal in a sense, and that's cost us.
We're disappointed that a free kick had been awarded in the build-up to the goal. It looked like it came off Rennie Sears' chest rather than his hand.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the two things. It wasn't an handball that the rest give him handball for. And then, obviously, Vino's made the mistake to come and get it into an area he hasn't got to get it. He's come away from his goals to get it. I don't understand what the thinking was there to come out and try and take the pressure off us there because we had centre-halves to go and head the ball.
It was a very evenly matched game, wasn't it? So I suppose tiny, you know, things like that can decide games like that, can't they?
Well, it did because it was 1-1. Yeah. So, you know, that's decided it. It'd be nice if we could have put a cross in there. Keep would have dropped it down for us. But, you know, I'm not disappointed today because I thought that's progression again from last week. I thought, you know, last week they're talking about it's all right beating a high team bottom of the league, but today we've played the form team that's been pretty much chomping everybody up and we've restricted them to chances today, and both goals we've gifted them, haven't we? You know, Pidge has gifted them the first goal and Sam's gifted them the second goal, so they've not worked a decent chance to score against us in open play in a sense, because I can't remember Vino diving all over the goals trying to save things, but I can remember their goal making a few saves.
So you all take a few positives out of it. It's not all doom and gloom, is it?
No, absolutely not. You know, that was a good, solid performance, like I say, against an informed side. It was just, you know, again, two sloppy goals.
It's going to be an interesting week for you now. Are you going to have to look to try and find a goalkeeper to bring in to face Fylde next week?
Well, we'll see. I don't know how Lincoln got in the cup today.
Drew 1-1, replay on Tuesday.
Drew 1-1. You know, it all depends. You know, if they go out the cup, then we don't know where our own farm's back. So at the moment, I'm up in the air. You know, we've got a goalkeeper training with us that we've had international clear. So we've got a goalkeeper for next week. It's not a big deal. But we'll just see where we are.
Who's the goalkeeper you've got in?
Well, I'm not going to say nothing at this moment in time. But we have got a goalkeeper.
But so you have got something covered. It's, you know, you've got someone there if you need to.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a goalkeeper that can play on Saturday, so there's no problem there.
And what's the situation with the two lads from Notts County? Are you hoping to extend their stays at the club?
Yeah, we've been in contact with Notts County towards the end of last week, and we're hopeful to have a reply on Monday to try and extend their loan.
That'd be a big boost for you if they can both stay. They've done well for you when they've been on.
Yeah, Gregor's goals have done great. That's why we got them in. And hopefully we can extend their loan for another couple of months and that can continue to play well for us.
And have you been happy the way Greg Tempest's done at left-back? Is it a different position for him?
Yeah, he's done great at left-back, hasn't he? He's nice and solid. He's got a really good left foot. I think he's played really well there. You know, generally, most centre midfielders been playing at full-back. And, you know, Connor Marshall was a full-back on centre midfield and played both. So no fears Greg playing there, and he's done well.
And a word on next week's game against Fylde, the league leaders.
Well, I think we're improving, so they'll certainly get a game down here. I think today was really unfortunate. It's a big game, and hopefully the players will be up fit, and we'll be a little bit luckier next week.